At a time when most modern dance companies are struggling just to break even, the Mark Morris Dance Group is marking its 25th anniversary. It's one of the world's leading dance companies. And to celebrate, Mark Morris and his dancers are staging a month-long series of concerts and events at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Jeff London has the story.
The first time Mark Morris and his dancers performed at the Brooklyn Academy of Music was 1984, and Joe Melillo, BAM's executive producer, says it was the event that put Morris on the map.
I recall it very well. It is about this moniker of being the wunderkind of modern dance, you know, the bad boy of dance. He was making provocative, original, important artistic statements.
At the time, Mark Morris was a struggling young downtown artist with a shock of curly hair and a flamboyant stage presence. Many of his early dances displayed a wicked sense of humor. He choreographed a duet for a little girl gleefully being seduced by a vampire. But they could also be thoughtful and classically formal, like his setting of Vivaldi's Gloria. Morris's company then was an ad hoc group of dancers who were friends and friends of friends. He paid them whatever he could, and New Yorker dance critic Joan Acacella says they looked like regular people.
And they had their hair in their faces, and it was multiracial, and some of the girls had big thighs and big shoulders, and there were a number of women who were larger than a number of the men. The women picked the men up.
Today, the dancers are a little leaner, and Mark Morris at 49 is a little thicker around the middle. He still occasionally performs with his troupe of 18 full-time dancers, which is headquartered in the company's own building in Brooklyn. The circumstances may be plusher, but Mark Morris says his impetus remains the same.
My intention 25 years ago was to make up dances and put on shows. Really, that was it. And that's what I did, and that's what I do, of course. You know, I just also thought I would be pretty good. I didn't know that I would be as, well, sort of known in the scale of fame. Choreography is not the top, but to be sort of renowned and appreciated and discussed, that's wonderful.
Over the past quarter century, the Mark Morris Dance Group has flourished. It did a prestigious 3-year residency in Belgium, and it tours 6 months a year. Morris is constantly creating new dances for his company.
If you're going to be a choreographer, a good thing to do is choreograph. My response is to be what some people call prolific, and I call just doing my job. My favorite thing is to make up dances for my company.
Mark Morris says for him, the idea for a dance always starts with the music.
My process is really, it's very simple. It's listening to music, studying music, coming up with moves or situations that to me are not representative and not a translation, but the same thing as what the music's doing.
Critic Joan Acacella.
What he does is work by a musical logic. He sets up a certain number of gestures, which he then works with according to musical principles, repetition, statement of theme, variation, development. And so what he does, as he builds the dance, is that he builds an emotional world.
Perhaps one of Morris's most emotional dances is V, set to Robert Schumann's piano quintet. The dance is geometrically constructed. The dancers appear in various V formations, but it encompasses struggle. In one long section, the dancers literally crawl across the stage, as well as joy. In the finale, pairs of dancers run across the stage towards each other in a cascade of embraces. David Leventhal, who's danced with Mark Morris for 9 years, says the choreographer wants his pieces to achieve emotional impact with the architecture of the dance itself.
He doesn't want a sort of extra layer of acting going on top. He often says, just give me the facts. Just give me the dancing. Don't emote on top of it.
Another aspect that adds to the audience's emotional involvement is Morris's insistence on using live music to accompany his dances. He says he often finds himself drawn to vocal works.
First of all, I love singing. I love the act of singing. I love hearing singing. And I love that, like dancing, that's all you've got is you. There's no other equipment required. You know, you just produce this sound or this move. There's no hiding.
Thank you.
Another Morris work being resurrected for the 25th anniversary celebration is his staging of Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. In its original production, this work connected with audiences in an unusual way, says Joan Acacella.
Mark not only starred in it, but he took both leads. And both leads are female. He played Dido and he played the sorceress. And it was one of the greatest dancer-actor shows any of us had ever seen.
Now the roles are being split by a pair of dancers. All told, the Mark Morris Dance Group will be presenting 30 pieces this season, including a new dance, Cargo, set to the music of French composer Darius Milhaud. And Morris continues to live by his blue-collar work ethic. He's doing a piece for the Boston Ballet, he's staging Henry Purcell's King Arthur for the English National Opera, and creating a dance for the Mostly Mozart Festival this summer.
I'm a choreographer, and I'm a dancer, and I'm a sometimes conductor, and I'm a bon vivant, and I am sort of interesting. So, you know, that's my job, and I turn everything in on time, and I mean it.
The Mark Morris Dance Group will begin its performances right on time at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Mark Morris was choreographing even as a child, and you can hear him talk about that process at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.